that's how we wrap up the Thursday edition of Crunch Time on Thursday. See how I figured that out. Well, anyway, let's get to this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Yay, it's the lightning round. NBA Finals is over, and maybe we'll get a good Stanley Cup Finals because the Cavs choked.
Okay.
That was the most half-assed effort I've ever given anything in my life, and I got kicked out of two colleges.
That was a half-assed effort. Back in February, I asked you about a report that said both Portland and Seattle were working on proposals to get an NHL team. At the time, Seattle had no plans to either build a new arena or refurbish Key Arena. And yesterday, Seattle announced they now have plans to renovate Key Arena thanks to, in all people, Jerry Bruckheimer, opening a door for an NHL team to move to the Pacific Northwest. With the NHL getting expansion happy, who gets a franchise first? A, Seattle, their top 15 market in the U.S., and using the MLS as an example, fans would flood the new Key Arena night after night, potentially creating a Nashville-like atmosphere. B, Portland, they don't have the competition between Vancouver for fans. They have the same support that can be taken from MLS, not to mention the Blazers, who drew the ninth most fans in the NBA last season, but they aren't in as big of a market as Seattle that the NHL would want to capitalize on. Or Quebec. The Nordiques left in 95, and since the city is both an 18,000 seat arena, only downside would be adding another team into the Eastern Conference.
First of all, Jerry Bruckheimer from CSI?
That guy.
That guy. Lordy, Lord, do what he say. So
Seattle CSIs.
So the bottom line is, I don't care what the facts say. I'm picking B because I want it to be Portland. There you go. No analysis involved. Only me being selfish.
Fair enough. I agree. With Bob Stoops' sudden retirement from Oklahoma, the mullet Mike Gundy and Bill Snyder are the two longest tenured coaches in the conference. Joining Stoops' replacement Lincoln Riley in their first season as a head coach in the Big 12 are Matt Rhule at Baylor and Tom Herman at Texas. Out of those three, who do you think has the best first year? A, Lincoln Riley, B, Matt Rhule, or C, Tom Herman?
Oklahoma's got a good team coming back, and their quarterback, and two running backs. We're talking with George about this after he went and visited, so I'm going to go with the guy with two first and two last names, Lincoln Riley.
You're welcome for that fact.
By the way, good one.
The Cavs might have played their best game in 2017 last night. They got every bounce, call, and roll, and so much more. Kyrie and Braun went for 38 and 39, respectively. J.R. Smith remembered how to shoot, and Kevin Love got six steals, and they still lost. Kevin Durant took over the game late, hit a big transition three that was a straight dagger over LeBron to win it. It was a finals MVP type moment, but who wins the MVP? A, Durant, like I said, he's got that big moment. He's averaging 34 points, 6 assists, and 10 rebounds. B, Curry, he doesn't have the big moment other than his leg kick in game one and then his nap in game two, but he is averaging 28 points, 9 assists, and 10 rebounds, also has 6 total steals. Or C, LeBron, look, if the Cavs are the first team in NBA history to come down from 3-0, there's no way he doesn't get MVP. He's already putting up 32, 10, and 12, so to pull off the unthinkable, he might end up averaging 40, 15, and 13 or something like that by the end of it.
All righty, I'm going to pick D, Darren Williams, as the first guy to actually play, and never score a point. Nobody's been more valuable to Golden State. This is Durant's series. I'm going KDA.
And last one here. Wouldn't be a lightning round without me asking a soccer question. The U.S. men's national team plays two
Stinks.
Key World Cup qualifiers, one tonight in Colorado against Trinidad and Tobago, and then on Sunday they go to Mexico, who are the current leaders in the Hex for qualifying out of CONCACAF. The U.S. sit fourth with only 4 points, which would get them into a play-in game for World Cup qualifying. But at the end of this weekend of qualifying, how many points does the U.S. men's national team get? It's 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 6 points are your options.
0, 1, 2, 3, or 6 points?
They can't get 5 points.
All right. So knowing it's the U.S. men's national team and they never do anything beyond mediocre, I'm going to go in the middle minus 1 and pick 2.